This is Foresight. A program on how to worship Allah.
Allah, 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 Allah.
Today's great tip, what are the secrets of believing in what you say, putting them into action as far as our ubudiyah, our worship, and our obedience to Allah?
Allah, Rabbi, la sharika lahu.
So, dear listeners, we know quite well that one of the secrets in order to enhance and increase our ubudiyah, of course, is to believe truly and deeply in what we say. Now, we're not just talking about anything or everything that we say. We're speaking about the things that we profess to believe in. For example, the kalima, La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. There is no God but Allah, and Muhammad is the messenger of Allah. Or likewise, we profess to believe in the Holy Quran and its being perfect and immaculate and uncorrupted and untouched. Likewise, we believe in the 12 Imams, the divinely appointed Imams from the household of the Holy Prophet. We believe in, as far as some traditions say, 124,000 divine prophets. We believe in divine books. We believe in Allah the Mighty, the Exalted. Now, all of these things and all of these ideas and all of these concepts and all of these tenets and all of these principles, we must believe in them deeply in our heart and our soul. Of course, as we had said in a previous program, that if we don't believe in what we say in the depths of our heart and our soul, we will surely forget these things, both in this world and when we pass on to the next world. Now, of course, we want to put a small reminder here that when you truly believe in what you say, when this belief goes deep and influences and penetrates in your heart and your mind and your soul, then of course you end up putting your belief into actions. Belief merely by the tongue is of no real value. Belief merely in the heart is likewise of no mere value. It is when belief is in the heart and it manifests in one's actions that truly belief and iman and faith has been completed. Now, it is interesting, but it is stated in a tradition, in a hadith, that a group of people from the ummah of the Messenger of Allah, peace and blessings upon him and his holy household, these people, on being entered into hell, will forget the name of the Holy Prophet because of the fearfulness of the keeper of hell. Now, it's interesting, but this same tradition also state that these will be from among those who said that they were the believers. And they were the believers to the extent where their hearts and their features will glitter brightly because of the light of their iman and their faith. But the fear of hell, the fright and the terror that is caused by hell will be so great that they will even forget the name of the Holy Prophet, the Messenger of Allah, despite the fact that they were believers. And so truly, we must make sure that this belief and this iman penetrates and sits and lives and breathes deep within our hearts and our souls.
Ya Allahu, Ya Allahu, Ya Allahu,
Ya Mannan, IRIB English Radio.
Our website is parstoday.com.
Ya Allahu, Ya Rahman, haqqiq amanina, waffiqna fi kulli an fi ma sa'ina. Ya Allahu, Ya Mannan, haqqiq amanina, waffiqna fi kulli an fi ma sa'ina.
رجائي بالرضا والخير أنير طريقي مع صديقي باحترام الظلم.
Welcome back, dear listeners. This is Foresight on IRIB English Radio. So continuing what we were saying as far as believing in what we say and making sure what we believe is deep within our hearts. And of course, if one truly believes, they will put this belief into action. And how all of this increases, enhances, maximizes, and beautifies our ubudiyah, our servitude to Allah, our obedience to Allah. Now, of course, when our hearts are full of the belief of Allah and this belief in Allah and the tenets and the principles of Islam manifests itself into our actions, the result is the obedience of Allah. The result is the servitude to Allah. The result, of course, is ubudiyyah. It is belief deep in the heart. It is certainty of belief deep in the heart, again, which leads towards actions, which leads towards ubudiyyah. Now, the great narrator, the great historian, the great traditionalist, the late Allama Majlisi in Mir'atul Uqul explains the following expression, which says that I, meaning Allah, will become his hearing and his seeing. So in explaining this expression, the late Allama Majlisi says, one who does not dedicate their eyes, their ears, and their other organs to the path of obeying Allah will never obtain spiritual eyes and spiritual ears, because their corporeal ears and eyes will not go to the other world. And so one will be without ears and without eyes in the worlds of the grave and the resurrection. Whereas the criterion for the questionings of the grave is those spiritual organs. So, dear brothers and sisters, we must believe deeply in what we say, and we must have iman in our belief. It takes time, but the important thing is to continue upon the path of strengthening our belief, of strengthening and purifying our iman, and making sure that it penetrates deep into our hearts, it lives and breathes deep in our hearts and our souls. And how do we know that belief has penetrated deeply in our hearts and our souls? Our actions will begin to speak in the language of our iman. And when our actions begin to speak in the language of our iman and our faith and our belief, then this will result in the ubudiyyah, in the servitude, in the obedience to Allah, and it will result in the worship of Allah, and thus our eyes, our ears, our hands, our feet, our tongues, our minds, our hearts, and our souls will all become spiritual.
IRIB English Radio.
Our website is parstoday.com. Dear listeners of the program Foresight, my name is Muhammad. Today, I'd like to read to you an excerpt from Munajatul Khaifin, The Whispered Prayer of the Fearful. Please stay with me. نهاري دونكم ليل وليلي كله
فقير أنا غرامي
أنتم علىنا. In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful. My God, do you blacken faces which fall down in prostration before your mightiness? Do you strike dumb tongues which speak in laudation of your glory and majesty? Do you seal hearts which harbor your love? Do you deafen ears which take pleasure in hearing your remembrance according to your will? Do you manacle hands which expectations have raised to you in hope of your clemency? Do you punish bodies which work to obey you until they grew thin in struggling for you? Do you chastise legs which ran to worship you?
وفي طلب الرضا منكم له الغايات تتفق أغيث سادتي صبا يذوب بكم وينمحق وفي طلب الرضا منكم له الغايات تتفق أن العبد الفقير أنا غرامي أنتم علىنا.
And now we invite you to listen to Sheikh Osama Abdul Ghani.
Sometimes a mu'min or mu'mina is dealing with a disease, long-term sickness. Been dealing with this for a long time. They've gotten tired. Even the doctors have said, you're not going to make it. But as a believer, I'm supposed to keep fighting, to believe in God's promises, to keep pushing and looking. So it doesn't matter what the challenge is. It might even be something which is on the social or political issue. Let's say right now is in Bahrain. In Bahrain, what kind of a struggle are they going through? Yemen. God sees you as a champion, a giant killer. You have what it takes. Let me share one of the verses of the Quran about this. So this one is, La yukallifullahu nafsan illa wus'aha. God doesn't place a burden on any soul greater than his or her ability. God has unwavering confidence. If I've given you, God, Allah is speaking, if I've given you the test, other people might say this person should give up. There's no way they're gonna win. But God says, La yukallifullahu nafsan illa wus'aha. God doesn't put a burden on us that's greater than we can bear. We're up to the task. We're up to the task. So what is important for you and I is how God sees it. And realigning our thoughts with Quran. Realigning our thoughts with the words of Ahlul Bayt. How do they see me? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sees you as a game changer. Your presence matters. You are important for the cause. You and I know this. In the Quran, Islam has been promised to be victorious. When is it that Islam is externally victorious? Sometimes we see that Karbala happens and the Imam is slaughtered. His family are taken as prisoners. Other times you see that the Imam is victorious, like Imam Ali. He's able to establish Islamic government, like Rasulullah, like various Anbiya. When is it that Islam externally, because Islam is always victorious, but when is it that externally Islam is victorious? It goes back to the followers. Whenever the followers are strong, Islam is externally victorious. I'm going to share another verse of the Quran with you. Huwallazi, God is the one. Ayyadaka, he supported you, Rasulullah, he supported you. How did he support Rasulullah? With two things. He says, binasrihi, divine help from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What else? What else was the game changer? Presence of belief, God says, one, his divine help, but the other, people who you and I would consider ordinary. God says, no, the mu'mineen, they're game changers.
Thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of Foresight. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.com. Until another episode and another great tip, fi amanillah, and God bless you all.
يا فؤادي دعس والله